Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Today is the 9th of August, and we've got a great show for you tonight. My little sensitive mic, every time I touch it, it acts like a little crybaby. Just anyway, listen, we got a great show for you tonight, man. We're going to do some nice jazz, and I'm telling you, I am so in a good mood. I don't care what happens. I'm in a good mood. And we're gonna knock this jazz out. I'm gonna knock you out. I'm gonna knock your socks off with some good jazz. So, we're not gonna delay tonight. We are gonna get into it because we know we could do it. And we got some bad jazz for you, man. Let's see who's on here. Kurt Jones, Lena, my girl, Mesa, who else on here? Olita Adams, Carl Anderson, who else? Cynthia Erivo, oh, my girl from France, Hadi, I like her, man. Interplay, Prelude, Javi, and we got a short interview with the 10 influential jazz musicians. Oh, yeah. You're going to like that. So, I am not going to delay the good sound. So, we're going to start off with Lena. And she's talking about Feel the Love from all over. She's a bad jazz artist.
Moonlight over Georgia, then it's off to Florida.
That was a little track called Interplay, and before that was a track called Prelude. Now we're going to go Across the Sand and follow it up with Mesa. So we got a great jazz show for you tonight. I kid you not. And you are in all that jazz now. Our subtitle, Fire and Ice.
If the night turned cold and the sun took down, and you hugged yourself on the cold, cold ground, you wake the morning in a stranger's cold, no one would you see. You ask yourself, who'd watch for me? My only friend, who could it be? It's hard to say it, I hate to say it, but it's probably me. When your belly's empty and the hunger's so real, and you're too proud to beg and too dumb to steal, search the city for your only friend, no one would you see. You ask yourself, who could it be? Solitary voice to speak out and set you free. Well, I hate to say it, it's hard to say it, but it's probably me. The easiest person I ever got to know, and it's hard for us both to let our feelings show. Some would say I should let you go away, you only make me cry. If there's just one friend, just one friend, lay down her life for you till the end. Well, I hate to say it, it's hard to say it, but it's probably me.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure, in his book, romantic images of you. He pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meets and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And I'm back, and you are listening to All That Jazz now in my squeaky chair. I'm moving around like, duh, you know, you got a squeaky chair. Man, you paid $90 for that chair, and now it looks like 10 cents. Hey, but I got my worth out of it. It's one of those special ergonomics, superlopic, back stretcher, make you feel good, broke down chair. All right, we got some more great music for you. We're cutting up on jazz. Our subtitle for tonight, Fire and Ice. Today's jazz has all the elements, fire, ice water, and air. Makes great sounds, and it's kind of chilling. Woo! Oh, man. Done. Hey, I'm going to jump to this track before I get to Varsity, who we just continue to play. Kurt Jones, Somebody's Loving You.
Book, I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident, this tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
We'll be right back. Hey.
Caribbean jazz. Oh, man. All right. We're getting ready for our interview. The top 10 influential jazz musicians. You're listening to All That Jazz now.
The original art form of the American South. Welcome to WatchMojo.com, and today we're counting down our picks for the top 10 most influential jazz musicians. For this list, we've considered musicians who made significant contributions to jazz as a genre, and whose work had an historical impact on contemporary music as a whole. Number 10, Dizzy Gillespie. With trademark swollen cheeks, trumpet player Dizzy Gillespie was a groundbreaking bebop performer and master improviser, as well as a pioneer of Afro-Cuban and Latin jazz. With a deep passion for music rooted in African traditions, Gillespie collaborated with a variety of Caribbean and South American performers, fusing new styles into his modern jazz interpretation. Gillespie's long career saw him tirelessly touring, captivating audiences with horn-rimmed, virtuoso spectacles, and becoming jazz's unofficial ambassador to the world in the process. Number 9, Billie Holiday.
Embrace me, my sweet embrace of a you.
Though she never composed her own music, Billie Holiday is considered to be one of jazz's greatest performers.
Here am I, patiently waiting.
Holiday turned Embraceable You, I'll Be Seeing You, and I Cover the Waterfront into famous jazz standards, while her rendition of Strange Fruit is considered to be one of the most important songs in American history.
Here is a fruit for the crows to pluck.
Though her life was fraught with tragedy, Holiday's improvisational genius, combined with her raspy, somewhat fragile voice, showcased a depth of emotion unparalleled by other jazz singers.
I've been looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
Number 8, Oscar Peterson. With an expansive career that saw him compose everything from a classical ode to Bach and one of the first jazz ballets, Oscar Peterson's work was as socially significant as it was musically innovative. Peterson opened one of the first jazz schools in Canada, and his Hymn to Freedom was a major anthem of the civil rights movement. the Maharaja of the keyboard by Duke Ellington. Oscar Peterson was one of the most talented and important jazz pianists of his generation. Number 7, Thelonious Monk. Piano player and electrifying performer, Thelonious Monk's jarring and dissonant compositions featured the melodic twists synonymous with contemporary jazz. Monk's style played with sound and the lack thereof. Featuring energetic percussive attacks on the keys, juxtaposed with periods of drawn-out silence. Composing classics like Round Midnight and Straight No Chaser, Monk ended his days in relative obscurity. Yet his influence on modern jazz remains to this day. John Coltrane. Heralding free jazz, John Coltrane was constantly experimenting with new instrumentation, composition, and style. Creating sheets of sound with his alto sax, Coltrane played multiple chords at once, manipulating traditional harmonic progressions. His contribution to Miles Davis's Kind of Blue captures Coltrane's originality when it comes to phrasing and rhythm. Though his life was cut short due to illness, Coltrane is considered one of jazz's most important musical innovators. Number 5, Nat King Cole.
When a meadowlark appears, aren't you glad you've got your ears?
Known for his silky vocals, Nat King Cole infused popular American music with jazz sensibilities.
It's a heartache.
Cole's smash hit, Straighten Up and Fly Right, was based on an African-American folk story, proving that traditional material could have wide appeal. Cole was also one of the first African-Americans to host a variety TV program. Which featured jazz greats like Ella Fitzgerald and Eartha Kitt. A phenomenal pianist and standout improviser, Cole was one of the first jazz greats to become a true pop icon.
You wish that summer could always be here. You wish that summer could always be here.
Number 4, Charlie Parker. A virtuoso saxophonist, Charlie Parker is known for his rapid-paced chord progressions and the interpolation of his own melodies over traditional jazz standards. His use of classical, Latin, and blues styles helped lead to the development of bebop. A personal style and expression that epitomized the iconoclast sensibility of the Beat generation, Charlie Parker was a true artistic intellectual whose contributions to jazz music are as important as his cultivation of jazz culture. Number 3, Miles Davis. At the helm of almost every major jazz innovation in the late 20th century. Miles Davis's seminal 1959 recording, Kind of Blue, ushered in the era of cool jazz. Playing alongside many jazz greats throughout his career, Davis also collaborated with artists outside the genre, cultivating what is now called jazz fusion. Tirelessly pushing the boundaries of artistic expression, Davis is often characterized as one of the coolest men to have ever lived and a true musical genius. Number 2, Duke Ellington. Pianist, band leader, and composer, Duke Ellington was as gifted as he was prolific. Composing thousands of songs over his 50-year career, Ellington penned many famous standards like Cottontail and It Don't Mean a Thing.
Don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing.
Classically trained, Ellington and his brilliant musicianship always considered the skill and style of his fellow performer. With arrangements that were more formal and sophisticated in structure than other jazz compositions, Duke Ellington elevated jazz to a bona fide art form. Before we unveil our pick for number one, here are a few honorable mentions. Louis Armstrong. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong is celebrated for his lively virtuoso style, inventive musical expression, and dynamic showmanship.
Come on, folks, everybody sing. Now when the saints go marching in.
Known for his signature raspy voice, Armstrong also helped to give scat a wider audience with his recording.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, brother.
The American musicians Hot Five and Hot Seven groups produced multiple true jazz classics. With a career spanning over five decades, Armstrong's impact on popular music is immeasurable. For this reason, Louis Armstrong is usually considered the greatest jazz musician of all time. Do you agree with our list? Who's your favorite jazz musician? For more entertaining top 10s published every day, be sure to subscribe to WatchMojo.com.
And we are back with some more great music. Oh, man, I really enjoyed that. The top 10. I'm going to get to my favorite girl, Jazz, out of France. She's bad. I like the way she says, Abba, Abba, Abby, Abba, Abba.
Donne-moi une petite horizon. j'en ferai quoi? Offrez-moi du personnel, j'en ferai quoi? Un manoir à Neuchâtel, ce n'est pas pour moi. Offrez-moi la tour Eiffel, j'en ferai quoi?
Was there something more I could have done? Or was I not meant to be the one? Where's the life I thought we would share? And should I care? And will someone else get more of you? Will she go to sleep more sure of you? Will she wake up knowing you're still there? Why should I care? There's always one to turn and walk away. wants to stay. But who said that love is always fair? And why should I care?
Have a good time tonight. I hope you enjoy. So this first song is called I Just Had to Hear Your Voice.
Oh, friend, I need you. Just close my eyes and I'm with you. And all that I so want to give you, it's only a heartbeat away. When I need love, I hold out my hands and I touch love. I never knew there was so much love, keeping me warm night and day. Miles and miles of empty space in between. The telephone can't take the place of your smile. But you know I won't be traveling forever. It's cold out, but hold out and do like I do when I need you. I just close my eyes and I'm with you. All that I so wanna give you, baby, it's only a heartbeat away. It's not easy when the road is your driver. Honey, that's a heavy load that we bear. But you know I won't be traveling a lifetime. It's cold out and hold out and do like I do. Oh, I need you. I need you.
Wow. And we've got 25 more minutes. And we've been cutting up. I mean, sideways, backways, upways, always. All right. We are cutting up in jazz. And I've got a track for you. It's a good one. You Can't Hide Your Heart From Me, Brenda Russell, featuring Carl Anderson.
Hello, it's me, right here in front of you, open your eyes and take a real good look at love. like no other. It's what you wanna do.
I don't care how you get here, just get here if you can. You can reach me by sailboat, climb a train, swing rock to rock, take a sled and fly down slow into these arms of mine. You can jump on a speedy coast, cross the border in a blaze of hope. I don't care how you get here, get here if you can. There are hills and mountains.
Tell me more, and then some. You know what I want to hear. I want some more, and then some. That I love you only. I want some more and then some. About how you feel and then. When you done told me about a million times of how much you love me.
when you're through, start right back in again. Made the same mistake, know the awful ache of a little heart that's been double crossed. The waiting's been so long, so long. It's hard to be believing. Thought I'd missed my guess. I thought happiness for me was lost. I want some more, and then some. You know how I love that stuff. Whisper from now on until doomsday. But I never. We'll get enough.
Loving you all my life, wondering where hesitating. I feel so lost. Am I going crazy? I'm losing my baby. Oh, I hate it. I don't understand. I'm feeling so broken. I'm feeling confused. I don't like it. It's not what you promised.